Preston is officially the third wettest city or town in Britain, according to recent figures. Data released by the Met Office revealed that 103.36 centimetres of rain falls in the city each year. The British average of rainfall is 151 days per year. Preston has had 153.
Former UCLan students have snatched the spotlight after being shortlisted for the Magazine Academy Awards. Magazine Gen Z is nominated for Best New Magazine, whilst Vague is nominated for the Digital Only Publication Award. Winners will be announced this Friday at the University of Sheffield.
Comedian Jason Manford is starting a brand new comedy night at Preston's Rift & Co. following an unprecedented amount of support on social media. The event will happen monthly, with the first show on the 28th of November.
A Preston chip shop boss, sick of rubbish outside his shop, has decided to serve meals in half a loaf of bread for just a pound extra. The owner of Mr. Eaters, a popular Preston chippy, has said customers will now get more for their money in an eco-friendly way.
And finally, Preston City Centre will be transformed into a winter wonderland this festive season as part of a £125,000 bid to attract shoppers. Now here is the song for you all.
Shepherd by Geroni.
Can you feel it? Now it's coming back. We can steal it. If we bridge this gap, I can see you through the curtains of the waterfall. When I lost it, yeah, you held my hand, but I tossed it. Didn't understand. You were waiting as I dove into the waterfall. So say,
That was Geronimo by Shepherd. And now you've had some musical interlude, we'll get underway with the Pluto Review. There's been quite a storm in the student paper this week, especially following the front page story regarding homophobic leaflets posted through students' doors only days before the Preston Pride Festival. Now, apparently these leaflets were distributed on Plungington Road, which I live on, and we never got them through, but they've caused quite a fuss. Isaac has the paper in front of him right now. There should be a minister who was commented on this topic, saying how disappointed he was with the people who did it. Well, obviously,
I think just to begin for our listeners, what we'll do is we'll just read out the statement that was posted through doors on Plunkington Road. So it says homosexualism. A summary. Homosexuality is not natural. It has never been and it never will be. God created man and woman for their mutual compatibility and for the procreation of children.
May I just add, this is not the opinion of Frequency Radio, if you've just tuned in.
No, but this is what was posted through people's doors, just so you know. And since the next section goes on to say, since the fall of man, i.e. the original sin, human sexuality has become corrupted and distorted, like every other human faculty. Man is not as he should be.
So, in short, it's quite disgusting, especially considering the Preston Pride Festival is so well celebrated. And it's supposed to be a happy kind of event for people to just embrace who they really are. And especially with LGBT students so widespread in the university, this is a blatant kind of breach of human rights, I'd say.
I suppose it's what it is taken into question, you know, whose opinion is most valued here. I mean, it almost seems as though that they're pushing across their own opinion here rather than respecting that of others. You know, is it right that they pronounce their own opinion as, you know, perhaps better? Or are they even doing that? You know, are they just making a statement? You know, are they just trying to make their opinion known?
Yeah, I think the leaflets that have been posted through doors, it's obviously a kind of in-your-face, this is what I feel. There's no kind of debate up for discussion, is there? They've kind of tried to quote it in a biblical way, but really it's got nothing to do with modern world now.
Nick Sanderson, the UCLan LGBT representative, actually said, it's all about opinion. You can't stop it happening, but it depends how it's done. It's really not nice, but that's what Pride is here for, to challenge that kind of behaviour. I suppose there he's sort of saying that, you know, it's expected and that's why these Pride events happen, because at the moment lesbian, gay and bisexual relationships, as well as, you know, transgender, aren't necessarily in the norm, and so they need maybe that extra kind of publication, that putting out there, which is what the gay Pride's all about. And perhaps he's also saying that, you know, there's going to be a backlash because of that, because it is, you know, maybe not something that people see every day.
I think it probably should be, though, now in 21st century life. It's everywhere, and this behaviour now in our modern-day society is just disgusting. And I think, really, action should be taken against these people who have distributed the leaflets. What is your opinion, Isaac Cole?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, personally, it's not something I'd particularly like to see turn up on my doorstep. It feels a bit... bit like when mum tells you to clean your room and you're like, oh, how dare you? How dare you do this? It's something that's being forced upon you. You don't necessarily, you know, want to take into account. I don't know quite what I'd have made of it as a person supporting Pride. I don't have particular strong views on the subject, I must say. But I suppose for someone that does, it could have been quite controversial.
I do think our generation is more accepting now of it as we've grown up with it all around us, whereas others may be not so much, as that has pointed out to us all in this incident.
Now, weren't we going to use a Twitter hashtag today so people could kind of give us a bit of feedback on what we're talking about?
Yes, we were. The hashtag for this show is First on Frequency.
I'm just getting up now, so if you've got any strong views or opinions on the leaflets posted through doors that were, you know, claimed to be against homosexuality, then please send us your tweets.
Please do. Now, our second discussion point is that 49% of students rely on their family for money, but who is to blame?
Well, you know, maybe it's that dependency. You know, mum giving too much pocket money to begin with, or dad. You know, we're not being sexist here either way. It might be mum, it might be dad that gives you.